Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Just say one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus, I'm truly honored and blessed to be before you on today as a day that the Lord has made once again, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to say God bless you, you and you, for giving us that opportunity to come forth once again to give a praise and a glory unto God on today. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth every Monday through Friday reading the Word of God from the King James Version, the New King James Version of the Bible once again. And we come, praise God, under the anointing, letting the Spirit of God manifest through the radio waves that touch the hearts, minds, and souls of those that are hearing the Word of God. For the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. I first want to give all honor and praises to God, my Lord, my Savior, for giving me an opportunity once again through the anointing to be before you in the name of Jesus. For he gets all power in the name of Jesus, where the universe is his throne, the earth is his footstool in the name of Jesus, and everywhere he is there. And then I also like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental, as always, in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And then I also like to say hello and God bless all those in the name of Jesus that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Log Talk, Twitter, or any way in which you may be coming forth listening to the Word of God. Those that are in Malaysia, praise God. Those that are in South Korea, amen, amen. We thank God for those that are listening in Egypt and even those in Germany, all along the areas, praise God, where Sweden is. But, of course, we cannot ever forget our homeland, our country, our people who are here supporting us, praise God, in California, those that are in New York. And we see those that are in Chicago, praise God, St. Louis. We have those that are in Atlanta, Georgia, praise God. And we just want to say bless each and every one of you, because all of you, 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 and you are the ones who make it possible. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. But once again, we're coming forth reading the New King James Version. And currently, we are in the book of Genesis. Our blessing is to read from Genesis to Revelation, just as we had done for the King James Version. And now we're reading the New King James Version. If you desire to support our ministry, please feel free to send ShawDavid1968@yahoo.com. That is our PayPal account or account that we have for support, ShawDavid1968@yahoo.com. And it seems to be simple, the easy to go ahead and do it that way, but God bless you, 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 and you, for your support and help keep us live on the air. Amen. Let us read the book of Genesis, chapter 15. And before, let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you, realizing that you sit high and you look low upon all who are here, Father God, nothing is hidden from you. But we continue to seek your face daily, Father God, improving and getting stronger as men and women of God, growing as your children, Lord God. We humble ourselves before you, giving you praise, thanksgiving, and joy, allowing us to retain that of what we read by way of the Spirit. For we thank you, Lord God, for your Spirit into this world. We have a chance to live and be free as we continue to move forward. Say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And God bless each and every one of you. We're coming forth of the book of Genesis. Praise God. Chapter 15. Let us read. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in the vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward." But Abram said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of the house of Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Then he said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur and the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit." And he said, "Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it?" So he said to him, "Bring me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old female goat, a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." Then he brought all of these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite of other, and he did not cut the birds in two. And when the vultures came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. Then he said to Abram, "Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them. And they will afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they serve I will judge. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions. Now, as for you, you shall go to your father in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall return here. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete." And it came to pass, when the sun went down, it was dark, that, behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that pulls between those pieces. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. The Canaanites, the Kenzanites, the Kedamites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, and the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Jergesites, and the Jebusites. Genesis chapter 16. No, Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarah said to Abram, "See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please, go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her." And Abram heeded the voice of Sarah. Then Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. After Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, so he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress became displeased and despised in her eyes. Then Sarah said to Abram, "My wrong be upon you. I gave my maid into your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, I began despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between you and me." So Abram said to Sarah, "Indeed, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as you please." And when Sarah dealt harshly with her, she fled from her presence. Now the angel of the Lord found her by the spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, Sarah's maid, where have you come from? And where are you going?" She said, "I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress, Sarah." The angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit yourself unto her hand." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "I will multiply your descendants exceedingly, so that they shall not be counted for multitude." And the angel of the Lord said to her, "Behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, because the Lord has heard your affliction. Because the Lord has heard your affliction, he shall be a wild man. His hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren." Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees." But she said, "Have I also here seen him who sees me? Therefore, the wall shall be called Beelah Ro." Observe, it is between Kadesh and Bed. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram named his son from Hagar, bore Ishmael. Abram was 6 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram. Chapter Genesis 17. When Abram was 89 years old, The Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you will multiply me, you exceedingly. And Abe fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you. The king shall come from you, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I will give you and your descendants after you a land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be your God. And God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a sign of a covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Every male child in your generation, he who is born in your house or brought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant, he who is born in your house and who is brought in with your money must be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And in the circumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of the foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He is broken my covenant. Then God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and also give you a son by her, that I will bless her. And she shall be a mother of a nation. King of people shall be from her. Then Abram fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abram said to God, who that Ishmael might live before you. Then God said, no, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful. And will multiply him exceedingly. He shall begot 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whose Sarah shall bow to you at this set time next year. Then he finished talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. So Abraham took Ishmael, his son, all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his money. Every male among the male of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin, that every same day, that very same day, as God had said to him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, and Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in his flesh of his foreskin. That very same day, Abraham was circumcised, and his son Ishmael, and all the men of his house, born in the house, or bought with money from the foreigner who circumcised with him. Genesis chapter 10. Then the Lord appealed to him by the terebinth tree of Mamre, and he was sitting in the tent in the heat of the day. So he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the ground, and said, My Lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree, and I will bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh your heart. After that, you may pass by inasmuch as you have come to your servant. They said, Do as you have said. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, Quickly, make ready three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes. And Abraham ran to meet the herd, took a tender good calf, gave it to the young man, and he hastened to prepare it. So he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by under the tree as they ate. Then he said to them, Where is Sarah, your wife? So he said, Here in the tent. And he said, I will certainly remember you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the tent which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah has passed the age of childbearing. Therefore, Sarah laughed when within herself, saying, after I have grown old, I have pleasure. Shall I have my Lord being old also? And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child since I am old? Is anything too old or too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. Then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Before I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, and the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very great, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know. Then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom. And Abraham still stood before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, would you also destroy the righteous who with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city, would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to be and do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked? Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth be right? So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Then Abraham answered and said, indeed, now I who am, but dust and ashes, have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than the 50 righteous, would you destroy all the city for lack of 5? So he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said,
Suppose there should be 40 found there.
So he said,
I will not do it for the sake of 40.
Then he said,
let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 should be found there.
So he said,
I will not do it, for if I find 30 there. And he said, indeed now, I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there.
So he said,
I will not destroy it for the sake of 20.
Then he said,
let it not be the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more.
Suppose 10 should be found there.
And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.
Genesis chapter 19.
Now, the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, hear now, my lords, please turn into their servant's house and spend the night, and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way. And they said, no, but we will spend the night in the open square. But he insisted strongly, so they turned in to him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now, before they lay down, the men of the city and the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house, and they called to Lot and said to him, where are all the men who come to you tonight? Bring them out of us to me, that we may know them carnally. So Lot went out to the and through the doorway, shut the door behind him. He said, please, my brother, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason why they have come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back.
Then he said,
this is one come in a stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them.
So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door, but the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door.
And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, and they became weary trying to find the door. Then the men said to Lot, have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and wherever you have in the city, take them out of this place. For we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who had married his daughters and said, get up! Get up! Get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who were there, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out of the set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stand anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. Then Lot said to them, please, no, my lords. Indeed, now, your servants have found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. See now, this city is near enough to flee to you. And it is a little one, please let me escape there. It not a little one, and my soul shall live. And he said to him, see, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow these cities for those which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there. For I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. And the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the city, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. And when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had been, Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters were with him.
for he was afraid to dwell in Zoar, and he and his two daughters dwelt in a cave. Now the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is no man on the earth to come into us as is the custom of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drunk and drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve the lineage of our father." So they made their fathers drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in to lay with her father, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. It happened on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, "Indeed, I lay with my father last night. Let us make him drink wine tonight. Also, I will go and lay with him, that we may preserve the lineage of our father." Then they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger rose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down with him, when she rose. Thus, both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. The firstborn, a son, and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bore a son and called his name Benami. He is the father of the people. Genesis chapter 20. Then Abraham journeyed from Dar to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Zur, and stayed in Gerar. Now Abram said to Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in the dream by night and said to him, "Indeed, you are a dead man, because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech did not come near her. And he said, "Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also?" Did he not say to him, "She is my sister"? And she herself said, "He is my brother." Now in the integrity of my heart and in the innocence of my hands, I have done this. And God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all of who are yours." So Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, and told all these things to the hearing. And the men were very much afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him,
What have you done to us? How have I offended you that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds to me that ought not to be done. Then Abimelech said to Abraham, what did you have in view that you have done this thing? And Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on my account of my wife. But indeed, she is truly my sister. She is a daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she shall become my wife. And it came to pass, when God called me to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, this is your kindness that you should do to me. In every place, wherever ye go, say of me, he is my brother. Then Abimelech took sheep and oxen and male and female servants and gave them to Abraham. And he restored Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, see, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you. Then to Sarah he said, behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Indeed, this validates you, vindicates you before who are with you and before everybody. Thus she was rebuked. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they bore children, for the Lord had closed up all the wounds of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God for the reading of the word on today. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God bless you for tuning in and listening to the reading in the book of Genesis out of the New King James Version. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. We thank you for joining us on this evening for the reading of God's Holy Word. We'll return once again on tomorrow. We pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the reading of your word on today. Thank you, Lord God, for the commitment as we continue to move forward, doing all of what you have for us to do, being obedient and still being committed to your word. Father God, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory as we ask that you continue to bless those that are with us, that has a desire, and we ask that you make a way out of no way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Be blessed. God bless you. Jesus loves you. It's so wise. God bless you.
No.